Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
This is the Wikipedia page for Pool Noodle. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
I'm Victor Vernado, KSN. Pool noodles. Do you have pool noodles? Have you played with them?
I have absolutely played with pool noodles, and I like them a lot.
Pool noodles are a good time, and it's an amazing story of entrepreneurship, how they came to be.
And you can use pool noodles for so many other things than floating.
That is true. You can use them to tie up a dog.
I suppose that's true. Pool noodle. This article needs additional citations for verification. Please help improve this article by adding citations to reliable sources. Unsourced material may be challenged and removed. A pool noodle is a cylindrical piece of flexible, buoyant polyethylene foam. Pool noodles are used by people of all ages while swimming.
Pool noodles are useful when learning to swim, for floating, for rescue, reaching in various forms of water play, and for aquatic exercise. The most common dimensions are about 160 centimeters, 63 inches in length, and 7 centimeters, 2.8 inches in diameter. The pool noodle is also used for people who experience difficulties in swimming.
The pool noodle is often used to protect sharp edges and corners.
Like for like loose babies.
Yes.
My cat is here. He is nibbling at my feet, everybody. That is Dizzy. He is the jerk cat that lives in my house. Types. The term water woggle derives from Coswell Holdings trademark water woggle, which was first marketed as a foam water toy in the 1980s.
The term noodle derives from Jack Specific's trademark Fun Noodle water product, which was created as a foam tube water toy.
Canoodle, Connect-A-Noodle, is the polypropylene plastic erector set manufactured in the U.S. by Sura Novinchens.
Connectors. There are several pool noodle connectors on the market. One connector is a piece of pipe made out of foam, slightly larger than a pool noodle, so that it can connect two pool noodles by encasing the end of each. There are several other connectors made of food-grade polypropylene and manufactured in Australia and the USA. I've never seen these before.
Connectors?
Yeah.
I have seen them. You can build, create, it's like an erector set. It's
great. That sounds really cool.
This noodle connector comes in the form of an erector set that is screwed into the cavity or center of the foam noodle and attaches to a six-sided noodle connector. This allows large structures to be built from pool noodles. There exist at least 2, 4, and 6-hole foam connectors and a variety of polypropylene connector parts that enable users to build all types of structures and designs.
Other uses. Pool noodles are similar to some types of industrial and residential foam insulation for pipes. Pipe insulation sleeves are made from a variety of materials, primarily EPDM rubber foam, which typically has greater resistance to higher temperatures than expanded polyethylene foam. Despite this, pool noodles have been used as an improvised substitute for commercial pipe insulation, citation needed.
Live-action role-playing games often use pool noodles as foam weapons. It is generally the least expensive form of construction available and very easy to make into a safe weapon. However, pool noodle foam is more prone to break down with extended use than other types of foam. Citation needed.
Modern martial artists occasionally use pool noodles as tamashigiri, test cutting targets, in lieu of more expensive targets like meat or tatami omote mats.
First robotics competition robots use the foam from pool noodles as a bumper to protect the robots from damage during collisions.
Shoe shops use short lengths of pool noodles to support women's boots for display. Citation needed. Customers often use pool noodles for their own boots to prevent the boots flopping over in the closet. Citation needed.
Cyclists have begun to use them as a safety tool. No citation needed.
People have also begun to use them as protection when mailing bicycle frames, bicycle forks, and other bicycle parts.
I am very upset about this article. There's so much more about pool noodles, like the history of pool noodles and their creation, because they're one of those things where they were not made to be pool noodles to start. They're a product that were made for, like, I think packing and shipping or something like that. And then eventually people started using them as pool noodles, and then they added the color. So, like, it went through this entire transformation, and this article just leaves all of that out. I may be forced to edit it and add some more information. I hope I'm not forced to, but I think I might have to do this because I am obsessing over it already.
I have two thoughts to what you just said.
Yes.
One, you're making it very clear that you did not scan this article before deciding to use it. And two, I still enjoyed this article even without the story.
Well, I mean, I enjoyed the article, but just saying I'm disappointed that it missed out on this huge history of the pool noodle.
Yes, yes, I agree. A story would have been nice. This has been the Wikipedia page for Pool Noodle. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen.
If there's a particular page that you'd like us to read, please let us know.